Hello, Mother Jefferson.
Hello, Louise.
So nice to see you.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, why, thank you.
Is that a present, too?
Oh, no, I bought this myself as a surprise for George.
Well, if you wear that, there won't be much left to surprise him.
Don't bet on it.
Besides, that thing won't even keep you warm.
The idea is to keep George warm.
Don't open that. Wait for George. Anniversaries are for two.
You're right. And it was so sweet of you to remember what day it was.
Oh, Louise, I could never forget your wedding date. It's the first anniversary of my gallbladder operation.
Oh, hello, Momsy Womsy.
Oh, hello, George. Happy anniversary, son.
Your mother brought us a present, George.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Mom.
Haven't you opened it yet, Louise?
Yes, right away. I'm so excited. I wonder what it could be. Just what we needed, George. Cufflinks.
Hey, they really something, Ma.
Do you really like them?
Yeah, they go with our tuxedo.
As I always say, it's the thought that counts.
You're so right, Mother Jefferson. Can I get you anything?
Yes, an eraser. You've made a lot of mistakes in this crossword puzzle.
Oh?
Look at this. Large animal with antlers. E-L-K-E. There's no E on the end of elk.
I know. George did the puzzle.
Oh, of course. It's the old English spelling. Elky. Like ye old English tea shopping. He's so bright.
I'll make some coffee. Why don't you come and help me, George?
What for?
Because I say so. What for?
What's the matter with you?
Does your mother have to be here today?
Well, you know Mama. She's like the tide. You can't stop that from coming in neither.
I don't mind her coming in. I just mind her staying in. I mean, today of all days.
She just came by to wish us a happy anniversary.
I know your mother, George. When she starts working on a crossword puzzle, that means she's staying for dinner.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not that I don't want to, George, but I thought maybe today that we could be, you know, alone.
I hear you.
George.
And I know just how we can get Mama to leave.
Wonderful.
You can tell her we got another appointment.
Me can tell her?
Well, I can't tell. I gotta go out.
What?
Unless you don't want me to go out.
Of course I don't want you to go out on our anniversary.
Okay. Then I guess I can wait until next year.
What can wait?
That's something special I was going to pick up for you.
Oh, it can't wait. Go, go, go.
I'm gone, gone, gone.
Hurry back, sweetheart.
I got to go get something, Mama, but I'll say goodbye now in case you're gone when I get back.
Oh, I'll be here when you get back. What's the dinner tonight, Louise?
I don't know yet.
Married all these years, we still don't know how to plan meals. George must be a saint.
Oh, he is. When he lived at home with you, everybody used to call him St. George and the Dragon.
I'm not surprised.
No, what I meant was, some friends have invited George and me out to dinner tonight.
What friends?
What friends? The Hendricks. Joan and Bobby Hendricks.
Well, I'll be thinking of you while I'm sitting in my itty-bitty apartment eating my TV dinner.
Here I am. Ready, Weed?
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Where is it?
Okay, hold out your hands and close your eyes.
Oh, George.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, George, it's a horn.
That's right, surprise.
I guess you could say that, George.
I think it's lovely, George. Don't forget to show it to your friends tonight.
What friends tonight?
Louise was just telling me about your friends, the Hendricks.
The Hendricks? They in Honolulu.
No, George.
Sadie always just got a card from yesterday.
No, George, they came back, and they invited us to dinner tonight. Don't you remember?
Oh, now I remember. That's right. They invited us out to dinner tonight, Mama.
In Honolulu?
Oh, no. It's the funniest thing about this postcard. You know, the mail is so slow nowadays. But the Hendricks actually beat their own card back to New York. Can you imagine that?
That takes a lot of imagination.
Well, go on, Weezy, honk it.
Huh?
Honk your horn.
Honk my horn.
It's just like rubbing Aladdin's lamp. Go on.
Honk.
Ta-da!
What the?
Hello, Mrs. J. I'm Faye Beauties.
Happy anniversary, Weezy. This is from me to us.
You bought us bicycles?
Yes, I've been keeping these chaps hidden in my place all week long. Mr. Jefferson didn't want you to know what you were getting.
That was smart, George.
George always knows how to make a woman happy.
Well, you must be having a wonderful day.
Oh, I am. What more could I want for my anniversary? A horn, cufflinks, and a bike.
Yes, I'll never forget my first bicycle. A sleek racer with distinctive red stripes and a little bell that went ching-a-ding, ching-a-ding-ding.
I bet you got a big kick out of riding it.
Oh, no, I never rode it at all. It was stolen the very first day I had it.
Oh.
Yes, I often wondered what became of it. And then one day, 5 years later, I was strolling along the beach at Brighton when suddenly I saw a bicycle which had been washed ashore. It was all rusted over, but there were still flecks of red paint on it.
Don't tell me it was your bike.
Oh, no, it was a lady's bike. But had it been mine, wouldn't that have made a remarkable story?
Yeah. Well, what do you say, Weezy? Let's me and you go bike riding in Central Park.
Weezy, Weezy, give me your answer, dude. You are not going to like the answer. George, why did you buy us bicycles?
Oh, everybody's riding bicycles. Well, even Mr. Whittendale, the banker, goes riding in the park every Sunday.
Thanks for bringing the bikes up, Bentley. That was very cool.
Whittendale?
Yeah. See you later, Bentley.
Oh, so, H.L. Whittendale.
The banker who you are always trying to meet happens to go bike riding in the park, too.
He does? I didn't know that.
Really? I thought you were the one who told me. Good peddling, huh? Happy trails to you.
So that's why we are going cycling.
Wheezy, you got it all wrong. Maybe it did cross my mind that we might run into Whittendale.
I don't think it crossed your mind, George. I think it parked there.
Okay. Maybe big deals can be made on big wheels. There's nothing wrong with that. But the main reason is I want to spend my Sundays with you. In the park with the birds and the bees.
And the muggers.
There ain't no muggers there on Sunday morning.
Why? Are they all in church?
Come on, Wheezy. I ain't been bike riding since I was a kid.
Me neither. Remember how we used to show off? Look, no hands.
Yeah, look, no feet.
Look, no teeth. It would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Sure it would.
Okay, wait. Just let me get my sweater.
Well, since you two are going out to have some fun, there's no need of me staying. So I suppose I'd better be leaving.
Oh, that's too bad. Thanks for the cufflinks, Ma.
Have a nice ride. But I think Louise needs a smaller seat.
No, this is regulation size.
I'm not talking about the one on the bicycle.
Oh, hi, Mrs. J. Did you have a pleasant ride?
Well, yes and no.
My goodness! What happened?
Nothing happened.
Is this your bike?
Yes, that's my bike.
I scarcely recognized it. Are you sure nothing happened?
Bentley, we just mind.
Oh, George. Mr. Bentley's only trying to be friendly. It's not his fault you were so busy chasing after Mr. Whittendale that you got careless.
If anybody was careless with that stupid horse.
Horse?
Yes, George ran into a horse.
It was the horse's fault, not mine.
Oh, dear, I hope you called a policeman.
Who do you think was riding by?
You knocked a policeman off his horse. That's no laughing matter, Mr. J.
It was to everybody else in the park.
Well, was he badly hurt?
No, he just sprained his wrist.
So he used his other hand to write out the summons.
Yeah! Why'd he want to go and bust me like that anyway? I mean, I said I was sorry.
Will you have to appear in court?
Yep, on Thursday. The people of the city of New York versus George Jefferson.
And the people of the city of New York are going to lose.
In what round, Muhammad Ali?
This was an accident that could have happened to anybody.
Oh, sure. To anybody who was peddling after H.L. Whittendale right down a flight of steps and through a rhododendron bush.
Oh, where did the policeman come in?
On the other side of the rhododendron.
That cop cinnamon is sitting on a bike path.
Before or after you hit him?
Wait a minute. If the officer was riding his horse on the bicycle path, then you're in the right, Mr. Jefferson.
Of course I'm in the right. But it's only my word against the cops, and you know they're gonna believe him.
Why?
Because he was black. If he was white, I could have claimed prejudice.
Don't you have any witnesses?
Hey, yeah, that's right. I got you, Weezy.
But I didn't actually see what happened. By the time I caught up with you, everything was all over. And even the cop had stopped swearing at you.
No problem. All you have to do is come into court and tell the simple truth the way I just explained it.
I suppose you want me to say he backed his horse up into your bike.
I knew I could rely on you.
George, I was only kidding. I can't go into court and say anything like that.
Sure you can. Remember, a wife is not allowed to testify against her husband.
So?
So that means she's got to testify for her husband. Ain't that right, Bentley?
Well, this is really none of my affair. I think I better be going.
No, stay. What's your hurry? Let's have a drink.
Oh, all right, then.
Just tell me man to man. I'm right, ain't I?
Man to man, I think you're wrong.
I think you're right.
Oh, I'm glad you admit it.
I mean, he was right as time he was going.
I thought so. Oh, I almost forgot. Happy anniversary. Oh, how we danced on the night.
Now, let's get this straight.
No, let's you get this straight. I am not going to court to lie for you. All you'll get is a fine.
The cop's the one that ought to be fined.
Why?
Because if he hadn't gotten my way, I'd have caught up to Whittendale, talked to him, probably made a big deal. That cop robbed me, Wheezy.
George, when you ran into the back end of that horse, did it feel like you were looking in a mirror?
Look, are you going to be a loyal wife or not?
I'm not going to be a lying one.
Wheezy, I fought and scratched my way up the ladder of success.
Here we go again.
Every once in a while, I had to skip around by lying a little bit. But I did it for Lionel, and I did it for you. Now, I'm just asking you to do the same thing for me.
I can't.
Sure you can. Anybody can do it. And it must be okay. The government does it. Look at them dudes in Watergate.
Well, it was easy for them to lie. They were all lawyers.
You see, they knew their rights.
I'm asking you for the last time, Louise.
And I'm answering you for the last time, George. No. I have to tell the truth. Where are you going?
Out.
But I was just going to fix lunch.
Then fix it for one, because I won't be here. And that goes for dinner and breakfast, too.
George, come back here.
I may never come back here, and that is also the truth.
Girl, don't blame yourself. You didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't do anything right, neither. I should have done something.
Drink this down, Louise. It'll help get rid of your problem.
She got rid of a problem, Tom. The trouble is she wants him back.
It all happened so fast. For 23 years, I thought we had a great marriage. Now I don't have a marriage at all.
Oh, come on. It's not as serious as that. How's this taste?
Too much vinegar.
I'll fix him.
Maybe I should go to court and do like he asked me. After all, $500 is a big fine, even for George.
Louise.
But what am I going to do? I feel like I've been unfaithful to him.
Oh, I don't think extreme truthfulness is grounds for divorce.
I don't know. It might be, if you told the truth about George.
No, George is a good man. But what would you have done?
I wouldn't have had any choice. Neither would Tom.
Huh?
You may not have noticed it, but ours is a rather special kind of marriage.
I think I've noticed.
We had to start out with all our cards on the table.
Especially the spades.
I mean, we've had to be honest about everything. Everything up front, all the way. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
I know, but...
We can't afford to lie.
Yeah, but George is black.
I know what you mean. You can't tell no white lies about him. But the point I'm making is honesty is the only policy between man and wife.
No matter what?
No matter what. Tom. What are you doing with that bread?
I'm mopping up the vinegar.
I'm sorry I asked. Look, you may not believe this, but Tom bumped into somebody, too, a couple of years back.
On his bike?
No, on his way to work. Ran around a corner and bam, right into this girl.
Please, Helen, do you have to bring that up?
I'm just making my point, Tom.
Was she hurt?
No, she was so well stacked she bounced.
Don't exaggerate, Helen.
Who's exaggerating? She had to lean backwards just to stand up straight.
You're right.
But what is your point, Helen?
The point is, Tom dusted her off and took her home in a cab just to make sure she was all right. And he wasn't afraid to tell me about it.
Imagine if I'd lied to Helen about it, and then someone had seen me with a girl and told Helen.
You'd have been in big trouble.
Exactly. And I'd done nothing wrong. I just bought the girl a drink and took her home. Right, Helen?
Right.
But it's not really the same thing as with George and me.
It could be. Did you try to reason with him?
With George?
Even with George, don't you see? If you lie for him, the next thing you know, you'll be lying to him.
That's right. Why didn't I tell him that? That's something George would understand. Helen, Tom, thanks.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to pray that he comes back so I can tell him.
I'm glad we helped her. Sort of makes you feel good all over, doesn't it?
What drink?
Huh?
You never told me you bought that girl a drink.
Didn't I? I'm sure I told you.
You didn't tell me. Why did you buy her a drink?
It was just while we were waiting for a cab.
That was no excuse for getting her drunk.
What are you talking about? It wasn't that kind of a drink. It was at a Niedig stand. You can't get emotionally involved with someone over a glass of orange juice.
You used to take me to Niedig's and you got involved with me.
Helen. Helen. Helen?
Idea sneaking up on me like that.
I'm sorry, we...
George, you came home! George, you came home!
There's something I want to say.
Yes, I want to say something to you, too.
Will you let me say my say first?
Sorry, George.
Well, when I went out of here before, I went over to Mama's.
You went crying to your mother?
I didn't go crying. I went mad.
Oh, I thought it was the wife who was always supposed to run away to Mama.
Will you cut it out before I get mad again? Anyway, she told me something about you.
Oh, I bet she did.
No, I mean something nice.
Oh.
She knew you were jiving this morning about us going out with the Hendricks.
She did?
Mm-hmm, she read it in your face. So I got to thinking. No matter how much you wanted us to be alone together, you had trouble making up that story.
That's right. That's like what I wanted to tell you, George. You see...
Will you hush up? Anyhow, I can see it plain now. If you can't lie for yourself, then I had no business asking you to lie for me.
Thank you, George.
Now, what you got to say?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I think you nearly said it.
Good. See, your trouble, Weezy, is you were born honest. You know? I guess that's one of the reasons I feel about you the way I do.
Oh, what way is that, George?
Well, you know, I told you before.
What did you tell me before?
You know, something nice.
You mean that I'm beautiful?
No.
You mean I'm not beautiful?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you better say something.
All right. I love you. I love you.
Oh, God. Oh, I love you. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Lisa. You're a good woman. A very good woman. You know, you really deserve me.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.